Andy, it's good to talk to you again, as always. And yes, we just announced a new financing and it's fully committed for right now. It's a $4 million Canadian financing. And it's really the precursor to us securing the project financing next year once we secure the MIA, or the Environmental Impact Statement approval. And we believe very strongly that in Q1 of 2026, we should be able to achieve that distinction of having the MIA approved. In the meantime, we are also producing a brand new PEA, which should be also coming out in final form in Q1 of 2026. And hopefully by the end of January, we'll have the economic figures re released for the public at that time. Add to that, Andy, as well, the recent announcements by the Mexican government on the fact that they're opening up the mining sector and supporting the mining sector in a substantial way, providing permits for new mines, providing permits for projects that have been held up for years. It's such a very, very positive sign for us. And what really encourages me as well is the support we're getting from the government of Sonora, which of course is the number one gold producer in Mexico. And so we feel very strongly that now 2026 is not only a watershed year for us as Sonoro, but also for the government of Mexico and the government of Sonora.
Ken and John, Sonora Gold, good afternoon to you, my friends. How are you?
Doing good, thanks, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. To all my viewers and listeners, just full disclosure, I am a shareholder and have been a longtime shareholder in Sonora Gold. This is not financial advice. I've made a lot of money in Sonora Gold. I have taken profits and then bought in again. I have also participated in a financing, so I have shares, more shares, and I also own a warrant, just so everybody knows. Guys, you just had another financing question. That's my question here is what's really the motivation and what's going on? And talk to me about that. What happened or what's happening?
Well, Andy, it's good to talk to you again, as always. And yes, we just announced a new financing and it's fully committed for right now. It's a $4 million Canadian financing. And it's really the precursor to us securing the project financing next year once we secure the MIA, or the Environmental Impact Statement approval. And we believe very strongly that in Q1 of 2026, we should be able to achieve that distinction of having the MIA approved. In the meantime, we are also producing a brand new PEA, which should be also coming out in final form in Q1 of 2026. And hopefully by the end of January, we'll have the economic figures re released for the public at that time. Now, as a result of the significant expenditures that are associated with preparing for the construction, we decided to proceed with a $4 million financing, and hence the reason why we were able to actually sit down with some strategic investors and get a commitment right away without any hesitation. So we are proceeding now on the basis of closing this financing within by the end of this year, actually, by the 28th or 29th of December. And John can talk about that in greater detail as well.
Yeah, John, we're going to go to you, but I just want clarity on this. This financing is a strategic investor, is that correct?
Yeah, they're strategic investors, long-term, existing strategic investors. In fact, they approached us with the offer, and we looked at that, the time of year, and the fact that as we move forward, there are expenditures that we're going to incur. And we felt that was good, and the fact that it was going to close very quickly. And we agreed as insiders to participate. So we, the insiders, are participating to maintain our 28% interest in our holdings. And we look at this as being a tremendous endorsement. And if I may just continue with that, it's because we look at the time of year, traditionally, just prior to Christmas, everybody's finished their books, or they're in the middle of tax loss selling or taking profits. And let's face it, Sonora shares have gone up five times since we the last year. So there's a lot of profit sitting out there. And I think that we can say, look, there's great stability in Sonora's share price. It has an upward trend. There's great liquidity, which means people can buy and sell. We've seen increased volumes in the USA, which is very encouraging. We've seen increased volumes in Germany. And the day we made the announcement, there's always an apprehension, how is it going to be received by the market? Well, the next day, the share prices move up on good volume, and we have requests for additional participation, and for which we've had to say, I'm sorry, this is a fully subscribed, non-brokered transaction. Strategic investors with insights long term. So this becomes solid capital for the company. So delighted to have it done. And I think the fact that it took place this time of year is a very good endorsement for the company's stability and liquidity. And it shows, I think, very much how solid the shareholders are. We take the insiders about 25%. We have in Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, some 45%. And an increasing number in the USA. So we're delighted with the opportunity. We're delighted we made the choice to do it. It puts us in a great position to advance the project now, even as we had suggested. And the next step will be the new PEA coming out, followed by the MIA, which Ken can address there. And along the way, as we go there, we're noticing more and more our database is increasing. More and more people interested in what we're doing. More and more people coming into the market, inquiring. And yeah, we're very, very happy with where we are and the public's response to this financing.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Ken, address to you is, as John alluded, you're well, as you alluded last time we spoke, coming out with the new PEA. Do you have an ETA on that, when that will be coming out?
Yes, it's proceeding very smoothly at this time. The best estimate of announcing the economic factors would be by the end of January. And then within 40 days of that, we should be releasing the full report. So obviously everything will happen within Q1 of 2026. On the MIA side, I believe that by the end of Q1 of 2026, we should be in a position to announce the approval of the MIA. And so we've been working hard with the government on getting that done and getting that date established as a positive deadline for us to strive for.
You know, this is probably the fourth or fifth conversation I've had in the last 2 to 3 weeks about it really comes down to permitting New Mexico and how that is really opening up. And again, these are not your words, these are mine. It's been very, very encouraging to see all of this getting done, if you would. So yeah, things are lining up. Ken, if you could comment about this. So I just read a report, a research report that gave you guys a 70 cents target, which was very encouraging to say the least, since I've been in the stock at a much lower price. Can you comment about that, and where do you see the company price target going?
Well, we're very pleased to see a positive feature in that research report that suggests that the share price is heading for appreciation. But we can't comment on the actual targets at this point in time, but we're very comfortable that that the authors of the report have done their due diligence and they've come up with hopefully a realistic projection.
Excellent. John, can you comment on that? And also, John, can you comment just really it seems like great things are happening, but take me, John, through really the first quarter. First quarter of 26.
Well, just to continue with what Ken said about the research report.
Yes.
The author of the report is very well known, like very well respected. He approached us to talk about Sonora. Ken and I made our presentation. He did a lot of due diligence in coming up with this. And it was quite sort of fortuitous that when he got to his report that we did a financing. Now, I haven't looked at it in depth as to whether he's actually taken into consideration the financing or not, but I would say that I'd be comfortable with what he has got there. In terms of the price target, again, as Ken said, he cannot confirm or deny. It's a very subjective thing. But as to independence, I think he is independent enough with other clients that in his report, he makes comparisons to Sonora Gold. He makes comparisons to, I think, the Gold Group and also Mercedes Mine. So he's got some good rationale as to what he's putting there. I would say that. As to the first quarter of next year, what we anticipate, the way that the year is closing, I'm talking about the share price now and market performance. Ken can talk about the project itself in terms of the MIA PEA. What I anticipate in the first quarter is greater and greater attention to the company as we get closer to the MIA, that more and more recognition, more and more eyes are on us. We are receiving unsolicited requests to have meetings with us. There's indications by various parties about potential interest in the company. But so I'd say everything's positive. So the first quarter of next year, I think the market will probably work in a parallel line to what happens with the MIA and what happens with the new PEA, because there's no question, I think, that if you look at the gold price now, and you look at the fact that the previous PEA was based on $1,800 an ounce. If you look at where it's going to be based now, whether the report's going to be at $2,800 or $3,000, we know it's going to be a discount to the current $4,000 an ounce. But take that as to what we would have in our mine plan and the potential revenues that would accrue to Sonora once we get to production. And I think as we get closer to the PEA and when the economics come out to start with, that'll be, I think, a welcome by the shareholders and people who are sitting and watching. And as we move forward again with the MIA, we'll get an even greater audience. What's really encouraging is the institutional interest that's now being shown in the company, which we've not really had before. It's always been wealthy private funds, European, of course, etc. But now we're reaching or getting the attention of others who look at things and okay, this company actually is going to go to production, and where's it really going to be? And if we look at the area there, what's going on around us, etc., I think we'll become maybe the center of attention at some time. That's
Got
as
it.
far as I can say.
Yeah,
Now, I
got it.
should add to that, Andy, as well. The reason for announcements by the Mexican government on the fact that they're opening up the mining sector and supporting the mining sector in a substantial way, providing permits for new mines, providing permits for projects that have been held up for years, is such a very, very positive sign for us. And what really encourages me as well is the support we're getting from the government of Sonora, which of course is the number one gold producer in Mexico. And so we feel very strongly that now 2026 is not only a watershed year for us as Sonora, but also for the government of Mexico and the government of Sonora, where we're going to be seeing new projects thriving going forward. So we're extremely encouraged with the support we're getting at both levels of government.
So my comment on that, I do this for a living, where I talk to executives of mining companies. I have a handful of mining companies in Mexico, and a couple of things. My thoughts are, Mexico was in a deep discount. It's still in a discount, but it's no longer a deep discount, and that's actually really encouraging. And I think the market is already anticipating even. Things getting approved. Things have been getting approved. A few companies, open pit mining has just one recently just got approved. And so, and I look at the price action with these companies, and that's really, really encouraging. So I think there still is a discount in Mexico, but I think that soon will be gone, if you would. And then really, another thing too, and this is really just about your price, monitoring your price. And again, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor, but was really quite surprising to me, and this just shows the strength of Sonoro. So hats off to you. And John and Ken didn't anticipate me saying this. The stock price has performed remarkably well in December with tax loss selling, but also just with the announcement of this financing. So that really just shows you that the market is seeing the discount there. John, those are just my thoughts in closing. John, can you give me how can people find you? Give me your website, and if people want to participate in the story of Sonora Gold, and give me the exchanges that you're traded on, and the ticker symbols.
Well, the website is sonoragold.com. We're trading in Vancouver and SGO. We're trading in the US, SMOFF. And in Germany, I'm not sure what the
23SP.
SP is. I never get close to that, but we can be found. That's pretty easy.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I'll put all of this in the show notes below on YouTube, as well as Apple and Spotify. To all my viewers and listeners, I referenced a report that I have. We posted it to our website, so I encourage you to please read the report. Gentlemen, until next time, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you. And it's been a great year for myself and my portfolio, and it's also been a great year for Sonora Gold. So well done.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for
Thank
all
you
the
for
support.
thank you, Andy.
You're
Have
very
a wonderful
welcome.
Christmas, New Year.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.